T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. It's time to talk to Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com. Mike, happy Thanksgiving week to you and the family. Thanks for always joining us.
Guys, same to you. Great to be with you. It's been a long time, and I'm glad it continues.
I feel the same way, Mike, and so does everybody else. And I want to ask you, do you get any time off, or does this thing just keep rolling for you? Do you keep going, or do you get a day or two off?
I don't work, okay? Don't tell anybody at NBC that because they'll try to paying me. But this really, I've had some bad jobs. I almost said a different word that starts with S and ends with hit. But I've had some bad jobs, and I don't take for granted any day of my life that what I do now isn't really work. So I don't have a day off. I'm on the same schedule as the NFL. We work, if it is work, round the clock and round the calendar, and things slow down a little bit in June and July. But we got 3 games.
Yeah,
on Thanksgiving. Well, our show's off Thursday and Friday. I want it to be on because we got 3 games to talk about Thursday and then 3 games to react to on Friday.
I'm glad you said that because it looks like – I think Lions – and tell me if you agree. I think Lions are going to give the Bills all they can handle in that first game. How do you feel about that?
I love the Lions getting 9.5 points to the extent anybody's thinking about that angle. But 5 of the 6 teams that are playing on Thanksgiving are in the PFT power rankings, which are always binding and authoritative. Power rankings, 5 of them in the top 10. All of these games – now, I know they may end up being bad games – but going in, I can't think of a trio of Thanksgiving games since they started with the night game in 2006. I think it was Broncos at Chiefs to start it off with that night game in 2006. I can't think of another trio of Thanksgiving games that has been better on paper with teams that are in playoff position, jockeying for qualification and the best possible spot on the playoff tree. I think all 3 of these games could be great. And I agree with you. I think the Lions are going to give the Bills a hell of a time. The Giants are 9-point underdogs. I think they're going to give the Cowboys a hell of a time. And who knows what's going to happen with the Vikings and the Patriots to wrap up the day.
Yeah, what a game by the Vikings the other day, getting crushed at home. I could not believe the score at the end of that game. Vikings just had nothing whatsoever. This has got to be a kind of comeback game for the Vikings against the Patriots, except the Patriots' defense is pretty good also.
Well, you know, all week long I've seen that Vikings players and Coach Kevin O'Connell have said, we're still 8-2, we're still 8-2, we're still 8-2. And to me, that sounds like a recipe to become 8-3, frankly, because you should be saying we're 0-1, we just got our asses kicked. But, you know, Chris Sims made a point when we were talking about it yesterday on PFT Live. You need to rebuild the players' confidence somehow. So reminding them that they're still 8-2 may be the way to get them to realize they're not the team that took a dump all over the field, pardon me, on Sunday. And,
oh,
you know, games can get out of hand very quickly. That game got out of hand quickly. The Vikings couldn't run. And when they can't run, they don't have time for Kirk Cousins to set up and throw. And he got overwhelmed by the pass rush of the Cowboys. And maybe it was an aberration. We'll see. But that's one way to keep a team from coming back late and beating you with magic in the fourth quarter. You just knock them out by halftime, and then the fourth quarter doesn't matter.
Well, let's talk about the other story. Everybody had a strong opinion on this past week. Zach Wilson and the quarterback of the Jets and his comments after the game, he didn't feel he let the defense down to the point We don't know if he's going to start this week. Do you think they come back? Because the coach at first said, oh, I'm not even thinking about it. And then he came back and says, well, I don't know who's going to start a quarterback. To me, that says Zach Wilson's not starting this week. What do you expect?
Well, first of all, as it relates to the things he said following the loss to the Patriots, it resulted in three total points being scored by the Jets. If you're going to look like you're 12 years old, you can't act like you're 12 years old. You have to act like a fully formed adult. And it's very easy to just take responsibility. In that moment, you have to take responsibility. And at some point, too, it also falls on the media staff, the PR representative, to work with these players, to get them to understand, especially in a market like New York, what to say, what not to say, how to say it when you're asked questions. It's not difficult, and the quarterback should always be wired to take responsibility for anything and everything. It should always be the quarterback's fault, even when it's not. That's just part of being a good leader. You take the bullets for your players. You strengthen the bond with your players by doing that, and the flip side is when you don't do it, it weakens that relationship. And that's the other thing that struck me. The report from SNY, Connor Hughes said that in the locker room, he was walking around as if it wasn't his fault, as if he wasn't part of the problem, and that was pissing people off. So the fact that Robert Saleh, the head coach of the team, hesitated yesterday tells me they're taking a long, hard look at this, and maybe it will be. Maybe it will be Mike White or Joe Flacco. But, you know, Chris Sims broke the film down yesterday on PFT Live. It's not like a lot of guys were open, and that's part of the problem. You know, you can be the best quarterback in the world. If you don't have open receivers, it just doesn't matter.
So agree.
This was the number two pick in the draft 2 years ago. If you go to Mike White or Flacco at this point, are you done with Zach Wilson for the season? Like, is this done for the season? What happens after that to this kid's psyche and everything, or are they even worried about that?
There's a rule of thumb out there that once you go to your young quarterback, he's your guy until he no longer is. You can't do the Terry Bradshaw revolving door, you know, bench him, bring him back, bench him. You can't do that. You got to stick with him. And maybe they're just trying to send a message to him. Maybe they're making him sweat. Maybe they want to see how he deals with this adversity. They make him think for a day that he may lose his job. Does he rise up and commit himself? Does he apologize for the way he behaved? Or does he get pissy? Does he act entitled? Does he act like a punk? I don't know. I'm not saying he did or he didn't. All I'm saying is those are fair questions, and this is a nice little experiment to see how Zach Wilson will deal with this kind of a situation. Maybe that was the method to the apparent madness. Let's see if he's going to be mature, if he's going to act mature, if he's capable of showing maturity at this age. He's still 23, and yeah, it's young, but also I think he's been around enough that he should know how to conduct himself as a supposed leader of a football team. But we'll see. We'll see. And, you know, I this is an argument Sims and I had yesterday, that the Jets are trying to build a team like the Seahawks of a decade ago. Robert Saleh worked for that coaching staff when they had the Legion of Boom. And that's all well and good. Why do you use the second overall pick on a quarterback then? Why aren't you taking Michael Parsons? Why aren't you trading down? Why aren't you taking Patrick Surtain II? Why are you taking a guy that those fans in New York will assume is finally the second coming of Joe Namath if you're going to try to do a team that runs through the defense?
Mike, I want to ask you about the other story, and that has to do with the offensive lines coach and running game coordinator for the Arizona Cardinals, formerly, is it Sean Coogler, and the incident. What happened? Is it ever going to get out on what took place for this guy to get fired?
You know, it's funny. I just pressed publish on a story that I had ready to go before we got started, and I forgot to post it. ESPN reported today that he groped a woman in Mexico City on Sunday night. The authorities were informed of the incident, and then the Cardinals were told about it, and they actually fired him and sent him home on Monday. I mean, think about this. They got ESPN people swarming all over the place as they're getting ready to play the game. NFL Films crew is embedded because the Cardinals are the subject of the in-season Hard Knocks.
That's right.
And nobody knew that Sean Coogler was fired. Think about the distraction and the disruption that that causes. When it's going through the locker room like wildfire, that the O-line coach and the run game coordinator is gone because he groped someone, they sent him home immediately. You know, and this is one of the things the NFL needs to worry about in this age of legalized gambling. There's inside information that gets in the hands of people who have wagering interests. And if I had known about this on Monday and I was somebody who's inclined to bet, I already thought the 49ers were going to cover. But holy crap, you know about that, and it's
right.
Not public. yeah, give me the 49ers and take the points, and look what happened, 38-10.
Mike, the other thing I wanted to ask you about, is there a rule that there's no drinking on team planes in the NFL? Is that an NFL rule, or is that more team rule?
Oh, no. It's a league rule. No alcohol on the planes, on the buses, in the facilities. And this was something that was handled with a high degree of care in the aftermath of Britt Reid, the son of Andy Reid and the former Chiefs assistant coach, who was driving home the facility the Thursday night before the Super Bowl. Because of COVID that year in early 2021, the Chiefs stayed in Kansas City until Friday. They flew to Tampa that day. So they had one more night at the office.
Oh.
And while he was driving home, he crashed into two parked cars. There was a five-year-old girl with serious permanent brain injuries. And there's always been this vague idea, where was he drinking? Well, he came from work. And some of the court documents and testimony in connection with his sentencing, he recently got 3 years, it makes it pretty clear he was drinking at the facility. Now, that doesn't mean the team gave it to him, but it's a hot-button issue for the NFL. So last week we see the Taylor Heineke with the Bush on the plane, and you know, we talked about it on PFC Live. I didn't write about it because, you know, you're a Karen, you're a narc, you're a snitch. But I know the rule's been out there. It's been out there for years.
I didn't
years.
Know it.
And then what happens on Friday? What happens on Friday? Todd Downing gets arrested for DUI, the Titans offensive coordinator. The timeline makes it clear that he was drinking
right.
on the plane.
100%.
He was drinking on the bus to the facility. And now it's a big deal. Well, it should have been a big deal from the get-go. But this rule's out there. It's been out there. But you know what happens. If rules don't get enforced, if people don't get reminded of them, they forget about them, they do what they want to do.
Right.
You know, I told this story this morning. In the 80s, we used to get on the plane, and before we did, they had this big garbage can of ice-cold Coors beer in a bag, two in a bag. You can get as many as you want, take them up. And the whole team, including our coaching, Coach Shula used to love ice-cold beer too. And we've come a long way, man, haven't we, from actually giving
it
to guys.
But you know what? Hey, Joe, society has come a long way, too. And it was the rise of Mothers Against Drunk Driving
right.
in the
80s. 100.
And it was a scourge. It was a plague on our society where people would go out and they'd get blottoed and they'd drive home and they'd kill somebody. So it needed to happen. The drinking age changed in every state from 18 to 21 where it wasn't already 21. I grew up, you know, West Virginia. I was in this sliver for like a year and a half where I had turned 18 and they grandfathered you in when they moved to 21. So, you know, I was able to still go out and get a beer. But, you know, we were living that. We were coming of age during that time when people were understanding the evils of drunk driving. And you think about it. You're going to serve alcohol on the plane and then you're going to go back to the facility and guys are going to jump in their cars and drive home. So that's why the NFL put that rule in place. And they've all been reminded of it now in the aftermath of what happened with the Titans and what happened with the Commanders. It's important because if there was the vigilance that's required for something like this, maybe that five-year-old girl wouldn't have been involved in that incident with Britt Reid.
That's a great reminder for everybody what happened there. It's a great point. This thing in Washington has kind of gone quiet for now. Is it follow through with the legal stuff, or is it he's already agreed to sell and he's ready to make as much as he can and Daniel Snyder's getting out of the business?
Well, look, the league is still investigating with Mary Jo White, and there's some cynicism that will just die as long as he's committed to sell. But then you've got the House Oversight Committee, which is going to shift from being under the control of the Democratic Party to the Republican Party early January. And there's a belief there's going to be a final report from the current leadership of the Oversight Committee before they step down and the Republicans take over and the investigation ends. It's been clear all along that if the Republicans take control of the House, that investigation is over. It's done. It's kaput. So we'll still get something. And remember, they have hours of deposition testimony of Daniel Snyder. They have hours of deposition testimony of Bruce Allen, the former GM and then later president of the team. And I've seen enough reporting to suggest that the testimony of Snyder and Allen doesn't mesh. And there may be some accusations made back and forth about who's ultimately responsible for things that happened. So that's another way that we can just get more of the truth. But you're right. At the end of the day, if he's going to sell the team, it doesn't matter.
Right.
Mike, happy holiday to you and the family and the Pro Football Talk family.
Thanks, Mike.
We'll
appreciate you always coming on here on a Friday, Mike.
All the best to you and yours.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.